From KXCI Community Media, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit with our friends from the University of Arizona. I ask them what they're working on. I ask them their plans for the future. And we even talk a little bit about music. Joining me in the studio today is Niall Thorns. Welcome to Thesis Thursdays, Niall.
Thank you so much for having me.
What do you do at the U of A?
Last semester, what I was working on had to deal with the gene HOW1 in nematodes called C. elegans, and we do experiments with them. They live about 30 days, and the HOW1 gene that we're studying, we found that it increases their lifespan by 25%. My specific experiment was looking at what stage of life does exposure to the knockout increase lifespan the most in the worm. So we saw that when they're exposed to it at egg stage, basically their entire lives are exposed to this knockdown gene. They end up living the longest compared to adolescent stage and adult stage.
When you say that you knocked it down, you're basically saying that you wiped it out.
On the plates, we grow E. coli that's transformed with the RNAi, and the worms will eat this, and it significantly reduces expression of the natural gene that which they have that is called HOW1. That's how we do the knockdown. Obviously, we're very interested in how this gene works.
There's a lot of beneficial knowledge there that could be transferred over to increasing lifespans of other things?
Yes, yes. What HOW1 does is it reduces reactive oxygen species in the body. So we think that actually knocking it down increases reactive oxygen species, so like free radicals, to an amount that actually is beneficial in increasing lifespan. If there's too many free radicals, it's going to kill the organism. But we think that it's increasing it to an amount that actually is like making your immune system more aware. And
wow, yeah, so that your immune system is familiar with the phenomenon.
Yeah. I want to compare if overall duration or exposure to the RNAi, what's increasing the lifespan, or if it's just early exposure, to compare if it's like a developmental thing or if it's just an overall long-term duration thing.
Have you thought about what you're going to do once you graduate from the U of A?
I want to go to grad school. Specifically, I want to do gut microbiome research. I am considering doing a gap year to specifically focus on some of the other things I'm interested in, like music.
I love talking about music.
Yes, music is like my favorite thing. I've been playing the piano since I was 9, and when high school came around, there was a jazz band, and I joined the jazz band. I grew to like love playing it. My favorite like jazz artists are probably Vince Guaraldi, who wrote the music for the Charlie Brown, John Coltrane. I really like Dave Brubeck. And in terms of like indie garage band rock artists, I really like Mild High Club. They are really good. Not very well known. I also really like Good Morning. Also a not very well known band.
We have a really cool show on KXCI on Sundays called Jazz Sunday.
Oh.
It has a rotating cast of DJs. They really put a lot of thought into the programming. Okay. I just wanted to, doing my part, community radio.
That definitely sounds like something I'm interested in. Any sort of jazz, I definitely want to explore.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Niall.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. This was a lot of fun.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. The music you're hearing is brought to you by Crow Wander. The name of the track is Your Eyes. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.